verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675799.
America's banks make the American dream come true. Banks of all sizes help us buy our first homes and grow the businesses that create jobs. But they could be doing even more if Washington would fix the rules that are limiting responsible lending to families and small businesses. We can change that while sustaining the important progress we've made. Tell your senators to unleash the economy's potential by passing common sense regulatory reform. Let's give everyone the opportunity to live the American dream. This message is brought to you by the Fund for Economic Growth.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Generating income could be your biggest challenge in retirement. Learn how others are turning their savings and investments into an income workhorse on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Now, I find it interesting. You were singing along with it. Go ahead. Yeah. You know the words.
Opinions on the air. Now, this part I don't know.
So join his partners and him. That's where we come in. FM, I can't even hear the music. Why do you do that? What is it with him and turning everything down?
So we can talk, so we can hear.
No, I can still. The music is the that's everything is the music. I can barely hear. Keep it up. There you go. All right. Oh, boy. It's like trying to potty train a little kid or something. Well, good afternoon and welcome to. I still barely can hear it. I can't be the.
Yeah,
I
don't go ahead and turn it up.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the August 23rd.
Keep going.
We may sound disgusted with him, but really, we are. August 23rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by the Good Feed Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. They're all over the country. And if you pay attention here in a couple of minutes, we may very well have a place where you can find the pain relief that you didn't ever think could be found in an insert for your shoe. But first, there it is. All right, now let's do a round of interviews. Turn the thing up a little bit. Hey, people love polka. We got Millstadt, Illinois, and all those little German towns at the control board. As you can probably tell, in training, direct from Birmingham, England, it's Trevor Phillips. Trevor, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And now say hi to your sponsor, even though it's not really your sponsor, but it sort of is. Say hi, Mark and Jason.
Hi, Mark and Jason.
And then this is where we all together go, MarkandJason.com. There you go. Well done. And now to a guy who's been here with me for well over 20 years, and he still every day makes more mistakes than Trevor does.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
So far, so good. You're doing well, Trevor. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He loves his job. That's how happy he is. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind.
Oh, man. This is just getting better seamless so far. And all Rat Boy ever wants to do, and you'll learn this in time. In fact, you already know, is any excuse to say that word. What is that word?
Tease.
There you go. And now, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow, you can actually see, now there's that little dead, that's that little dead spot. You go right from.
It's just got to go right into it. Yeah.
Applause just like that.
Applause just like that.
Now, one of the reasons this is difficult is Dan and I, years ago, decided the only thing we would accept was perfection.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Never a mistake. Never slip up. And that's tough on some people. Some people don't, mm-hmm. Well, they're just incapable of the kind of perfection in broadcasting the standards that Dan and I have set.
Yes.
And we understand that. But if in a reasonable amount of time you can't also become a perfect broadcaster, you're out.
You're gone, Dan?
That's exactly right.
It's TBL. You know, Elvis used to wear TCB. We've got some TBL, man. Tough broadcast love.
Yeah.
What it means.
All right.
Yeah. But you're doing fine. I know you're nervous. You're probably still a little nervous. And that's okay. Because
he looks nervous.
Yeah, he does. You got kind of a...
I got about a million buttons to hit. I'm just making sure I'm getting it.
Yeah. It's kind of like being an airplane pilot. Really.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm looking down here, me and buttons.
I know.
Yeah. That's okay. Just take a deep breath. You're fine. Dan's not nervous.
No. Uh-uh.
Even when he messes up, it didn't make him nervous. We are brought to you by the Goodfeet Stores. Now, there are two in the St. Louis area. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you where they are. Let's talk about what they do. Let's see how much Trevor has learned. What do they do at the Goodfeet
Stores? At the Goodfeet Store, they design inserts to help you walk better. And you might think, well, that's a bit of a generalization. But those inserts that go into your shoes can help you stand straighter, help you walk better, and ultimately help you feel better because all those bones are connected.
I don't even need to do it.
Wow.
It's already done.
Wow.
And let me just say this. If you ever decide to start taking on live commercials and kicking me out, you're done. If I even sense, if I even have like a, just an inkling is a word we use, you might be trying to
get into
the live commercial thing. You are out of here because I do not need that. That's competition I don't need. Well done. Yes, they are in the arch support, or if you prefer, insert business, these things that slip into your shoe. And I do understand how there are probably still people that say, well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Somebody has a headache or their back hurts and they're going to slip something in your shoe. And that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. It may not be the cure for everybody, because there are people that have conditions, medical conditions, that, yeah, there's nothing else you can do but have surgery or be on pain medication. But thousands of people who thought that might be the only two options they had found that once they put the right insert in.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
We forgot Steve the conductor.
Goodness. Oh, my. And now we'll be right back with more of the Good Feet after I introduce the man who made Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra who they are today, Steve the conductor.
Oh, He was not even here to listen.
He didn't even hear it.
Oh.
And now back to the Goodfeet commercial. Look, no appointment needed. I'm going to guess you'll be in there maybe 30 minutes, maybe 40. And they'll ask you to tell them where your pain is, and they'll ask you to take your shoes off. Not socks, just shoes. A lot of people have really ugly feet. And they don't want to be taken there. Every time I think about ugly feet, you know what I think of? Dumb and Dumber and that grinding wheel and they're grinding their toenails. That's the funniest thing. So you adjust your socks and you step on a thing that, like carbon paper, makes an imprint. They're trained to look at that. And they know that's not what a footprint should look like. There's something, you're putting a little too much pressure over here on the right or the left or the heel or whatever, and they'll take it from there. The Goodfeet Stores, here's where you will find them. There's one on Olive, just west of 270, sort of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Goodfeet Stores. All right, Peon is out. He's out indefinitely, and there's really only one way to deal with this, and that's just to tell you that he has gone away to get straightened out. That's probably the, but you probably figure out sort of what I'm talking about. Now, I hope that he's not upset when he finds out I shared that with you, because we went through this once before, 4 years ago, and it was a big secret. Nobody knew. And we kept it a secret, but I don't think that... From what people like Dan have told me, people who have dealt with people close to them who have a substance abuse problem, you're never going to help them kick it by mollycoddling them, helping them keep it hush-hush, don't talk. It doesn't work. You have to put the hammer down. And this is the second time. And without going into great detail, we don't know where he is. We've had nothing, no report, nothing. And that's disturbing. And so I will tell you, we don't know how long he'll be gone, when he'll be back, or if he'll be back. And I hate it. I hate it because this guy, for years and years, has just been on top of it and then not. And now we know why. So that's it. That's where he is. Somewhere, hopefully, getting straightened out. And I hope he does. He's a good guy. Trevor is a smoker, I found out. Now,
yeah.
I do. I like cigarettes.
How many? A pack a day? Two packs?
I would say under a pack a day.
Under a pack a
not
day.
Not a full pack a day.
What do you smoke? Some English cigarette?
No, Camel, actually. Okay. Thank you.
That's a man cigarette.
Yeah, Turkish Delights. Thank
Turkish
you.
Delight. Now, what, yeah. Now, what is that marijuana or something? Is
no, hashish? No. That's just the brand Camel Turkish Delight.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know Camel had a Turkish Delight. I don't smoke cigarettes. I never have. So, because you say you take a smoke break. And
right.
I don't know. That kind of surprises me. I didn't picture you smoking.
It's a horrible addiction, but I've been doing it for ages. What are you going to do? And you know what? Since I am a millennial, I'm going to blame other people for my problems. And
my parents' generation did. Perfect. Because they supplied you with cigarettes in the service. They blamed other people.
They did.
Yeah, so
and I think for good reason.
They didn't really stop advertising for cigarettes in England until I was at least 17 or 18. So
we stopped in the 70s.
Those advertisings, they entrapped me. They made me think it was cool. And now I feel cool when I smoke.
Well, I don't criticize people for smoking, and I don't criticize people who can't quit. Because I get it. There are people who cannot quit. There are other people, like my dad and my late, great, wonderful father-in-law, who just one day quit. But everybody can't do that.
Wow.
So I don't criticize smokers. I don't smoke. I also don't believe... I think the whole secondhand smoke thing is really overblown. But we're not going to get into that.
And over in England, a cigarette is called...
Fag.
Yeah.
It's called a fag.
Yeah.
And that's not a derogatory thing.
No, absolutely not.
No.
So I can say, like, hey, I'm going to go smoke a fag. Well, I'm not going to kill
Can I give
anybody.
You some advice in this country?
Sure.
Be very careful where people hear you say that word.
Right.
And you know that.
Right.
Yeah. If all they hear is that word and you're somewhere, but you might get your teeth knocked out.
Right.
And you got pretty nice teeth for a British guy.
Thank
you.
You
know, I won't do that. Now, I cannot thank enough our first bidder, who won with the high bid, the tickets to the Indy 500, the four VIP tickets, VIP pit pass, and the hotel for two couples. My goodness, thank you, Mr. Chuck's Boots, for $10,000. But then he turns around and puts the tickets back out there and says, if you can get five, the $5,000 bidder can have them, and they can still have my $10,000. How about that? That's called generosity. I know of companies and that they'll do charitable things, and on the surface it sounds like, whoa, man, this is all about charity, but it's really not. And this is a case where it's all charity. So thank you to Don, who was the five. Now we have a grand total, which I'm blown away and thrilled with, $15,000 for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Now see,
I thought that was appropriate.
Yeah, but it went away too fast. It was like too abrupt. Easy. There you go. It's like teaching somebody to drive a stick shift, isn't it? On a hill.
Oh, yeah.
So,
on a hill.
Did you hear the story about the ESPN sportscaster, this Robert Lee, that they removed from the announce booth?
No.
This is unbelievable. University of Virginia.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's broadcasting, and that's the South.
Yep.
So he's broadcasting a game, and because his name is Robert Lee, like, they thought it'd be a good idea to take him off that game. He's Asian.
Yeah.
And he looks Asian.
My
you
goodness.
Can tell he's Asian. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
What is
and,
going
no, this
on?
This is how we have, the pussification of America. We have lost our minds. We think that, oh, my God, we better not do that. Nobody would have looked at that guy, and in any, even if he weren't Asian, there, you know how many Robert Lees there must be?
To think he's some sort of Confederate soldier?
Yeah, or Nazi, or because his name's
Robert. Oh, my goodness.
We've lost our minds.
Wow.
ESPN, shame on on you.
He doesn't even like to be called Robert Lee. He prefers to go by Robert Lee.
Yeah. So shame on you, ESPN. You're the that's the perfect example of how we just not even cave in before anybody had a chance to complain. You did it.
Did they remove him in the middle of a game or just
I don't you know
before
what?
The game started?
Know.
Do you think it's because we're too afraid to offend anybody now?
Yes.
So
my goodness,
instead
well,
of
I'm
waiting
not.
To offend, well, we know that,
but,
frankly.
Yeah, yeah, this country somehow or other decided at some point a few years ago, let's let a handful of people tell all of us what to do.
All right.
I don't know when or how that happened.
I'm offended. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We'll take him out of the booth.
Yeah, look, I've been doing this a long time. I've had complaints. I've had people said they were really offended. I don't care. I care if lots of people are offended, but I don't care about that one nutcase that thinks, oh, I can't believe you told a joke about, you think a joke about a guy going into a bar is funny? My brother was killed by a drunk driver. Okay, I'm sorry, that has nothing to do with the joke.
I would consider that discrimination if I were removed because my name was Robert Lee or Robert, you know. That's crazy.
I don't know anymore what is discrimination. But I do know this.
I don't know.
We got to stop worrying about a tiny, tiny group of people who get upset at everything. Screw them.
Did somebody actually complain that his name
I don't. No, they didn't.
Oh, ESPN
just
did
this was
that?
A preventative measure, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
Stupid.
That's even worse.
Thank you, Terry, for the... Hey, thank you all for the nice emails about Trevor. You should thank him because you didn't see the emails, but I got them.
Right.
You should just thank him for the emails.
Thank you very much for the emails, everybody. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Maybe
see?
One day I'll be allowed to look at them.
No, and I'll tell you why. If you looked at them and you see that people like you, then you're going to want to be paid a fair wage.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, Terry, thank you. If you missed earlier, there were some phrases that Terry sent in that he wanted Andrew to say. He wanted to hear him say them, and he did. And I'm not going to go through them again, but
he went to
in his email.
Yeah, did you just
Andrew.
Call me Andrew?
Yeah, he called him Andrew.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said Terry. Andrew said,
I mean, you're the guy paying me, so if you want to call me Andrew,
you know, I was
that's
thinking Prince
fine.
Andrew. No, I was saying Prince Andrew. Honest to goodness. Because when I think of British, I think of Charles.
You
and
know
that.
What? That is my radio name from now on.
No,
Andrew.
No.
Well, Dan, write it down.
Hey, that would be good.
Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
But he had... He said, I'll bet you if you have Trevor say, and he had a couple things, here's the way he'll say it. And he was wrong, except for the last one. He said, ask Trevor what year it is. And you said?
2017.
And in his email, he said, I'll bet you, he says 2017. And you did.
I did. Now, I will remember something about that. My friend gave me a gif about it in England. Apparently, you guys say the month before the day. Or so vice versa.
Now, let's say August 23rd.
Yeah, right.
What do
we
you
just
say?
Go the 19th of August or the 23rd of August?
That's okay. But again, see how formal you are. Nothing wrong with it. You're just formal. We just say August 23rd. And 23rd of August is fine.
Right.
But some people say, not only do we not put the and in there, 2017, we'll say 2017 or 2017.
2017, yes.
I don't say that, but right. I'm okay with that. There are lots of ways... There's more than one. I made this up. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Does that make sense? I made that up. I just made it up. I hope it makes sense.
Yes. Who's wanting to skin a cat?
I don't know. It's sort of sick.
Local takeout by my place. Oh, you.
This is a hilarious story. There were some little piglets, baby pigs, and there was a fire, and these firefighters over, and it's in England, Trevor.
Okay.
In England. This was earlier
Andrew.
This year.
Andrew,
now see, if you do that, I'll start calling you. Some English firefighters rescued 18 baby pigs and two sows. So the farm manager, to reward them, killed them and cooked them and gave the firefighters sausage. And I'm just thinking, wait a minute. They saved the lives of the pigs so they could then be killed. And their reward was a bunch of sausage. I'm sure it was good sausage. I like pork sausage. You can't beat it. Have you ever been to Cracker Barrel, Andrew?
I have been to Cracker Barrel, and I love Cracker Barrel.
You're my kind of guy. Okay, you know what? Now you're really an American.
There we go.
If you want to know what a large percentage of America eats. I mean, in the heartland, go to Cracker Barrel.
Absolutely.
That's where you're good for you. All right, I think we got to get the ladies. Get in here, please. Please. There you go. See, there's that little hesitation. That's all you got.
Nice. I had to remember which one it was.
Tighten that up. That's
right.
All. Now, do you know the baking cookies old sick man joke?
I don't.
I think you'll really like it. It's kind of sick, and those are some of our favorite jokes. It's about a very, very sickly elderly man, and I mean he's weak, and he and everybody in the family, and he knows that it's just a matter of days, maybe hours, and it's going to be over. He's so weak and so frail, and bones are almost sticking out through the skin, and he just knows he's just waiting to die. And then one morning he, even as weak as his senses are, he can detect the wonderful aroma of homemade chocolate chip cookies. There's nothing like it. He knows that smell. It's almost like he's getting a little burst of energy, this frail, weak, skeletonic old man. And he knows it's coming from the kitchen. He knows the kitchen's not very far. Out the bedroom, down the hall, make a left. He's thinking, I can make it. I think I can make it. And as he gets out of bed, he falls to the floor, and a couple of bones break. Brittle. Just brittle bone. Thank you, Dan. And he tries to get up and walk, and the leg bone snaps. And so he crawls. And now the aroma of the cookies is getting stronger. Oh, my goodness, there's nothing like it. So he drags himself, his skeletonic body, drags it across the floor inch by inch as he gets toward the kitchen. Now the powerful smell of these chocolate chip cookies, he's having a surge of just enough energy to pull himself up, holding on to one of the handles on a cabinet. If he can just get up to the countertop where these cookies are on a cookie sheet, still warm. Oh, my goodness. So he reaches little bony fingers up and reaches for a handle that the handle is thicker than any finger. And he pulls and he strains and... and the good thing is he weighs so little that he does have the strength to pull his little skeletonic 80-pound body up, and he gets his eyes just above the top of the counter. There they are. Oh, my goodness, there they are. Now if he can just manage to hold on with one hand to the drawer handle and reach for a cookie. And just as he reaches up, his hand is almost on the cookie. It is smacked by his old wife. And she says, don't touch those. Those are for the funeral.
Meet me. All right. Let's check with Tim Weiland and see how traffic's moving, Tim.
Okay, Dan, they did clear the accident northbound 170 before 270, so you're still jammed up from St. Charles Rock Road to a little bit north of Airport, and then things open up. They did also clear the accident westbound Highway 70 at 94. Traffic is stop and go from Highway 170. That goes out to about the Blanchet Bridge, and then you've got slow pockets after that through Cave Springs. Southbound Highway 170 is stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. You have an accident reported on westbound 44 between Mraz and Bowles. You also have an accident on Gravois involving a motorcycle between, well, it's at Niles Place, between Weber and McKenzie. Also, they cleared an incident that was on eastbound Highway 4064 near McKnight. Traffic slow from Mason all the way into Big Bend with the baseball traffic. And southbound 170 is stop and go now from Olive down through 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Generating income could be your biggest challenge in retirement. Learn how others are turning their savings and investments into an income workhorse on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
St. Louis Men's Clinic doctors focus on improving men's sexual health. That's what we do. Improve your performance. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
Home isn't just a place. It's a feeling. Whether you're at home, your business, or online, ADT helps keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling. ADT, home, safe, home.
John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. You know that this summer has taught us one thing and one thing only, and that's the importance of air conditioning. Well, Premier Heating and Cooling is there for you, whether it's the dog days of summer or the cold of winter. 636-916-1122, the oldest and most experienced American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. And they're so good that they've noticed now some of their competitors are now calling themselves the Premier AC Service. Not even close. Make sure that when you call, you get the original. Premier Heating and Cooling, 636-916-1122. Free estimates on any service that needs to be done. 24-hour emergency service available. Financing for the bigger jobs and maintenance agreements that can save you a lot of money over time. But the most important thing is that experience. 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC. If it's too hot in your house or too cold in your business, give them a call. They'll make it right. 636-916-1122, Premier Heating and Cooling.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
In Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
You know it. You'll love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs, and now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs!
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick-and-mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs!
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh-cut fries, homemade chips, and deep-fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S, .com for details.
Hot diggity dog!
Firely's been around since 1948, but the experts tell me my advertising is all wrong. I don't talk about sales or prices, and I seldom mention brand names. But here's some names. The top four selling diesel motorhomes in the country are all sold at Firely RV. The Tiffin Phaeton, Allegro Bus, Allegro Red, and the Palazzo by Thor Industries. And we sell three out of five of the top selling travel trailers in our market. Passport, Hideout, and Wildwood. And our fifth wheels include two of the hottest brands right now, Heritage Glen and Sprinter. So there you go. For special events or upcoming sales, go to our website at BirelyRV.com or visit us on Facebook.
For the rest of your life,
Firely Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Firely Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life,
you gotta be there.
Firely, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, Eureka, Missouri.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Bottle of wine.
He nailed that. There was no awkward pause there. It's time to go to Southern California and check in with Michael J. Evans. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. One of these days, Trevor, we're going to have to take you to Annie Gunn's and show you. Have you been there?
I have never been to Annie Gunn's. I'd love to go.
Listen, now you're talking about five-star, one of the best meals you might ever have. That's going to be at Annie Gunn's. Next door is the Smokehouse Market, and both are closed on Monday. And listen, everybody, more than once a year, gets in that place where they go, oh my goodness, I don't have a gift for fill in the blank. Yes, you do. A gift card to Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse. It'll thrill them because everybody around here knows the reputation that Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse have. Gift cards are a good idea. They sell thousands of them every year. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. And now from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, here is Michael J. Evans.
Yeah, yeah. That's that awkward. See, there it is again.
That's that awkward.
Every
course.
Time I do. Excuse me, Mike. We're having board operation 101. As soon as I do that, see that applause. Now let's try that again.
Okay.
Here is Michael J. Evans. See, there it is.
Right there.
See, you got a guy here, Mike Evans, is an ex-big deal L.A. DJ. And he knows you don't want those awkward, we called it dead air. Now, see, you can take that music out.
Okay.
That's the other thing. That's
get rid of it.
Right, Mike? Dead air.
Dead air.
Yeah, see? Now, he doesn't stress out about it now. He just drinks wine. He doesn't have to, he doesn't have to deal with all that stuff.
Here's the spot, baby. Let me look at you.
Yeah.
Have a little sip. A little beverage.
Trevor's doing a great job. The audience likes him, and he's given some class to this place.
That's right, honey.
What's going on?
Pop quiz question all week. Usual questions about your favorite. Unusual questions about your favorite stars.
All right.
Today, name the name of the star who made a Hanes underwear TV commercial.
Oh.
Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey, Sam Elliott. Charlie Sheen. Old love nuggets, Miranda Kerr, Katy Perry.
Hang on.
What the hell's wrong with him?
No, hang on now.
What the heck is wrong with him? Easy. Hey, get back to England.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Ease up on him. He's under a lot of pressure here. He's working with perfectionists, as you know, Dan and I.
The boy.
Boing. We're perfection in broadcasting.
Maybe he doesn't think Miranda Kerr and Katy Perry are good looking. He hits from the other side of the plate. Tom Cruise.
You're hetero, aren't you? Are you hetero? And by the way, if you're not, we're okay with that.
We don't care.
You're 100% hetero.
I am.
I got a brother and a sister. What the hell do I care?
Oh, now, here's how you prove it.
Simmer down.
When we say Katy Perry, there you go.
All right, we're going to start again. Ready?
Yeah, starting over. Go ahead.
Well, it isn't funny, homie. It's sad, what it is.
Frank
Opinion radio broadcast.
What Mike is giving you right now, we talked about
it. It's tough love, homie.
No, it's TBL. It's tough broadcast love. That's what
broadcast
it is.
Love.
TBL. I told him earlier, Mike, Elvis had that TCB, take care of business. We all wear, Mike wears one, Dan, we have our TBL rings.
That's right.
Tough broadcast love. And you're not going to get one until you do it perfectly.
It's right here, homie.
Start over, man.
Yeah.
See that ring?
I'd say it's proof right there. Start over, man.
Old Love Nuggets, Miranda Kerr,
there you go.
Katy Perry,
there you go.
Lindsay Lohan, Liv Tyler, Sienna Miller,
oh boy,
Naomi Harris,
oh my goodness,
Kate Bosworth, are just a few of Orlando Bloom's concubines.
Wow.
Bloom is Hollywood's number one serial dater. Goes from one to the other.
Now, you know what would be a good idea if you knew where to find it right now? That thing we have where, and he's hung like a horse. But we don't know where that is, do we? Nah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Regarding new photographs on the net of Tiger Woods and Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's, no.
Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
Catherine McPhee, Kristen Stewart, and others.
Janet Reno.
No.
If you don't want nude photographs of yourself on the net, then don't take nude photographs of yourself, period.
It's that simple.
Hello?
It's that
Ain't
simple.
That tough.
That's...
Don't be taking pictures of yourself naked.
That's right.
Is it true? Khloe Kardashian has contacted O.J. Simpson's attorney. Reason, Khloe Kardashian, as soon as O.J. gets out of jail, wants him to take a DNA test to find out once and for all if O.J. is her father.
Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
It would.
Hot TV news, Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
And Ryan Seacrest do not get along.
Well, there's a real surprise.
And is it true? Ryan is telling producers very quietly how the show needs to get younger viewers and has suggested, maybe we should replace Kelly with Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he's out of his mind.
No.
The Ryan and Kim show.
No, that's not.
Of course, Ryan manages Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. He does?
Yes, he does. He also produces the Kardashian TV show.
That's a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Every day this week, stupid quotes from celebrities. Today, quote, where are they holding the Cannes Film Festival this year? End quote.
Yeah.
A question from Christina Aguilera. Hey, Christina, the Cannes Film Festival this year will be held in Cannes, France, the same place it's been held for the last 52 years.
I've seen her a little bit on that whatever show, the Voice or whatever. She seems stupid to me.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
New York Post headline, huge fight broke out of Citi Field where the New York Mets play. The real free for all. Several people heard. New York Post headline screamed, the old brawl game.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Idea.
That's a good one.
Idea. We'll have a drink of wine.
That's a good idea. Something different. It's called slurping in the South, Trevor. We used to call it
like engulfing it.
Slurping, yeah. No, gulp would be...
Frank, were you ever a mole?
Was I a mole?
Yeah, you know, the guy that cuts off the extra skin of a baby?
No.
What?
I know. Oh, no, it's a moil.
It's a moil.
A moil.
A moil.
Someone told me you were a moil.
No, I wasn't a moil. That's a rabbi.
I don't know where I heard that.
He's drinking.
I am drinking. I've had a couple of glasses of wine, and I'm on a diet, so I'm not eating much food.
A mole.
Moil.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I asked all the Phillies if they'd pay $100 for the Mayweather McGregor fight. The envelope, please.
All righty, and the results?
11 said yes, 45 said no.
And does not surprise me, $100.
And people hate Mayweather. Despite a heavy favorite to win, 89% of the money is bet on McGregor.
That surprises me.
And because of the heavy odds. And there are some people in Vegas say some casinos could lose a fortune if Mayweather loses.
I don't think he will, but we'll see.
I hope he does. I know you do.
I don't like that Connor. That's a loud mouth. I don't like him. The press conferences, I still like him. So we'll see.
And finally.
See? Right on time. Right on, and finally.
Oh, clapping.
And finally.
Hello? Being on yourself. Hello?
And let me explain something to Trevor. Peeing on yourself is not an American expression. It's just a Mike Evans expression. And it means you're just making a fool of yourself. You're peeing on yourself. Oh, yeah. But you're not. He's drinking. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll have a drink.
Go ahead. Well, of course.
I'm a little confused
and
right
and
now.
And finally, we're confused too, and we're late. And finally.
Well, all right, Dan.
No, don't give him that. And finally.
And finally, all week, unusual questions about your favorite stars. Today, name the name of the star who made the Hanes underwear TV commercial. Tom Cruise, Matthew McConaughey, Sam Elliott, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I'll go Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I think Tom Cruise.
The least likely is Sam Elliott. So, I'll say Sam Elliott.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Oh. Is it Matthew?
Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
My God, what's that?
And don't take it personally. He does that. He always says that. You stupid. It's not directed at you.
Okay.
Directed at
I didn't take it all to heart.
All right. Well, good. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, a wonderful restaurant, and the Smokehouse Market, also wonderful. Next door, both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. And since I probably will not have time, please thank a police officer every chance you get. Window World. What do you know about Window World, Trevor? Just give me anything you think you've heard about Window World.
They sell really good windows.
There you go. See? Of course they do. And it's called great value. When you get a lot for your money, that's a good value. And these windows are good value. And they sell more replacement windows than anybody else in the United States. And they have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, one of only two window companies to have that. And they got a killer lifetime warranty. Here's the other thing you need to know about Window World. 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. That's a good thing. Everything about this window is good. 14 and a half years, and that's not a long time at all. We've been here 20 years. When we came here, Window World wasn't even a fetus. It wasn't even like it was. And now, 20 years here. 14 and a half, that's all they've been around, and they're in almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. That says it all. And the fact that they, across the country, are the number one selling replacement window. A Window World, you want to know more? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
We're going to
traffic. Traffic, right here. Traffic.
There we go. All right, let's get a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland. Tim, take it away.
Okay, Dan. Well, I tell you what, they cleared that earlier accident on westbound 70 at 94, but boy, you're still running slow from Highway 170 out to the Blanchette Bridge. A lot of people bailed out to northbound 270 and then took westbound 370, and that's slow between 270 and the Earth City Expressway. Eastbound 270 is just a little slow now. East of McDonald through 170. Northbound 170 from Natural Bridge up through Airport. Southbound 170 from Old Bonham or a little south of Olive down through Highway 40. But it's eastbound 40 drivers with the baseball traffic. Pretty solid now from west of Highway 270 and through Big Bend. Westbound Highway 40 drivers are still slowing from about Grand out through McCausland. And southbound 270, the slowdown goes from a little bit south of Page down through Manchester. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is day number three, and this is the point right here that's obviously become the most awkward part. It's how to know when to hit the closing montage.
Well, and there's soccer today, too.
And there's soccer today, so that throws you off. Normally,
yeah, completely.
We go to the drop-dead gorgeous Sandy Miller at Channel 2, and that. But now we don't do that, so you're really, you have to be confused.
I have absolutely no idea. Should I just pick some stuff, play it, and we'll see what happens? Yes or no, you can just say, call me.
No, it's a bad idea.
This is the Frank Opinion Show. I'll just shut up.
I'm trying to tell you, don't you, at 58, don't you have to hit the thing?
At 58, right. Yes, I got to.
Okay, and then you'll do that, because in 15 seconds, folks, what you're listening to is live educational broadcasting.
Yes.
It's an actual classroom setting that's being broadcast live as Trevor Phillips learns how to be part of this show, and I think he's going to catch on to it very quickly.
Yeah, probably in about six weeks.
There's the 58, and that means I have just enough time to say thank you so much for listening. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here?